From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has called on Turkey to stay focused on the fight against Islamic State and not engage with U.S. allied Kurdish forces, part of the rebel Syrian Democratic Force battling the terror group in Syria. Carter Monday welcomed Turkey's military intervention last week that captured the IS-held border town of Jarablus.
The United States was very supportive and is very supportive of their general counter-ISIL activities and everything they did to secure the area between the border and Jarablus and then westward, but not south of Jarablus, nor to engage the Syrian Defense Forces.
Turkey and its Syrian rebel allies are trying to drive IS militants and Kurdish YPG forces from border areas. Kurdish forces recently helped push IS militants out of Manbij west of the Euphrates River. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes urged the Kurds to vacate to the east.
We've communicated to the SDF that they should not be engaged in military activity against Turkish forces. And again, they have a commitment to retrograde east of the Euphrates River as well.
Rhodes warned the targeting of SDF forces by Turkey will undermine efforts to forge a united front against Islamic State. President Obama is to meet his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, on the sidelines of a G20 meeting in China September 4th. Gabonese opposition presidential candidate John Ping Monday maintained that he won Saturday's election and called on incumbent Ali Bongo to acknowledge defeat. Mr. Bongo's supporters insist he won the ballot. Both sides have accused each other of fraud. Official results are expected later Tuesday. Mr. Bongo succeeded his late father in 2009. This is VOA News. The top court in Bangladesh Tuesday upheld the death sentence of top Islamist leader Mir Qasem Ali of the Jamaat Islami Party. A special tribunal sentenced him to death nearly 2 years ago for abduction, torture, and murder during the country's 1971 War of Independence. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in New Delhi for the 7th U.S.-India Strategic Dialogue. He arrived from Bangladesh Monday, where he warned that Islamic State had links with operatives in the South Asian nation.
There is evidence that ISIL in Iraq and Syria has contacts with about 8 different entities around the world, and one of them is in South Asia. And they are connected to some degree with some of the operatives here, and we made that very clear in our conversation. There was no argument about it.
Kerry said the two countries will work jointly through intelligence sharing and law enforcement. The U.S. and India Monday signed a key logistics agreement that will enable U.S. and Indian forces to use each other's bases for repair and replenishment. The agreement was signed by U.S. Defense Chief Carter and his Indian counterpart Manohar Parrikar at the Pentagon near Washington.
This reflects our shared intent to take India-U.S. defense partnership forward. Indeed, defense cooperation between India and United States have never been stronger than is today.
Both officials said the Logistics Exchange Memorandum of Agreement is designed to use existing bases and equipment only for operating together when they choose to do so. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack on the Iraqi oasis town of Ain al-Tamer, east near the Shia holy city of Karbala, southwest of Baghdad, late Sunday, killing at least 15 people, mostly from a wedding party, wounding about 20 others. All the attackers were killed by security forces. Tunisia's defense ministry Monday said 3 soldiers were killed in an explosion after a patrol hit anti-tank mines near the Algerian border. 7 other soldiers were wounded when the suspected Islamist gunman opened fire on the patrol in the western Kasserine region. The Italian Coast Guard says it picked up an estimated 6,500 migrants Monday off Libya's coast in one of its busiest days since people from Africa and the Middle East began flooding European ports. It conducted 40 rescue operations that also included vessels from humanitarian organizations and the EU border agency Frontex. Asian markets were generally higher in trading Tuesday. News of strong U.S. consumer spending for a 4th month pushed U.S. stocks higher, with the benchmark Dow Jones closing above 18,500 points. Bank stocks advanced after the chairperson of the U.S. Central Bank hinted at a possible interest rate hike next month. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.